T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sam and Chris with you into our 9 o'clock hour on the High School Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. Lots of games coming in. Some surprises we've been looking at, Coach. This Ware County scores is still going. I mean, can you believe that?
I can't believe it, but we're going to keep an eye on it. 22-0 right now. River Ridge just scored, but Centennial still beating River Ridge 14-13. And that's a game that's in the middle of the third quarter. Centennial 14, River Ridge 13. That's a surprising one.
Yep, Stars Mill is up 21-20 on Griffin. That is a second quarter score in that game. We'll keep an eye on that one as well. See Cartersville up 28-7 over Blessed Trinity. That's a second quarter game, quarter score.
It's starting the second half, Flowery Branch. Flowery Branch is 17-7 leading over Cedar Shoals.
Okay.
And starting the second half.
Marist is got shut out going right now. Second quarter, 24-0 lead over Arabia Mountain. So keep an eye on Marist there at 4-1. See if they can do something with that particular game.
Yeah, on the Peachtree TV game, North Cobb's up 15-7 in the second quarter over Walton. So
wow.
That should be a good one.
This Johns Creek Cambridge game has just been like watching a tennis match. It's just been going back and forth. And we talked about the defense before this game started.
Yeah, Johns Creek had given up 30 points all year, or I'm sorry, Cambridge had, and looks like now it's 20-17. Johns Creek losing.
Wow, that's amazing. We're watching some of the games that we're keeping up with tonight. We got some updates too as well for this to kick things off at the top of the hour. And Day-Day Lewis has one for us from down at Riverdale in Fayette County.
This is a live sideline report.
Sam and Chris, Day-Day Lewis for Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show here at Fayette County High School as they take on the Riverdale Raiders. And in my last check-in, I said we'd see if anyone could find the end zone before the half. It would be the Raiders doing so off a Jason Stokes second and goal touchdown run. They'd miss on the extra point attempt, 12-7 your score, and now it's the Raiders with their first lead of the night with 4:20 to go here in the second quarter. For the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris, I'm Day-Day Lewis with Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, thanks so much, Day-Day, for that update. And that game has been pretty tight one. You said from the outset we probably had a pretty good ball game in that one tonight.
Yeah, 12-7 going in, about what we expected. Should be exciting to see how that one turns out.
All right, got another score here. Carver Columbus 22-0 over Troop. I don't know if I was expecting that.
No, I wasn't. I thought that'd be a good game. That was one I was looking forward to checking in on. So Carver Columbus got a good team. They've proven that all year and proven it again tonight. Warner Robins scored to make it 22-7
okay.
In the Ware Warner Robins game.
All right, and we got some time, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But, man, just been amazed to see how that particular game started out tonight. All right, Dylan Matthews has a new update for us. Let's check in with Dylan.
This is a live sideline report.
Sam and Chris, Dylan Matthews here, High School Scoreboard Show for Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is homecoming here. I forgot to mention that at Kennesaw Mountain. We are going through the homecoming festivities right now. But at the half, when it comes to the game, Pope leads it 17-7 after they added on a late field goal to end the first half. And really the story has been Pope is doing what they usually do on offense, but that Pope defense has stepped up as well, and they have stymied the Mustangs offense, sacking Kamen Prangley a numerous amount of times. And it looks like Kamen Prangley is trying to go down the field a lot and find his receivers down the field, but nobody is there. Good coverage, and the pass rush is getting there quickly as well, leading to a bunch of sacks, and those have been the drive killers for the Kennesaw Mountain Mustangs. So at the half, it is 17-7 in favor of the Pope Greyhounds. I'll be back with more updates as the game rolls on. But for right now, I'm throwing it back to you, Sam and Chris. It is Dylan Matthews for the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, thanks a lot, Dylan, for your update there in that particular contest. That is like he's got a pretty good one going on, too.
Yeah, it should be. Kennesaw Mountain's down 10, but that's not a big deal there. That's going to be a game that's going to come down to the end. I expect Kennesaw Mountain to come out, play well in third quarter, and make that more of, that's going to be a game that goes back and forth.
They will, of course, Kennesaw Mountain had that one setback against a team that was looking for its first win, and that was South Cobb.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Etowah at 0-6 is up 13-0 on Cherokee.
Whoa.
So that's we might have to get the
might have to get that button out for that one, Garrett.
might have to put that to work tonight. We got North Cobb 14, Walton 7, second quarter score in that game, as that was an 8 o'clock starter. Marietta's up 21-0 on Hillgrove in that game, second quarter. Also, second quarter score, you got Noonan and the Keachern all tied at 7.
Yeah, Pebblebrook 24-0 over Campbell in the third quarter. Pebblebrook looking to go to 7-0-1, in 8 games in the season. I don't know that anybody had that.
So no.
That's pretty impressive. Coach Hood and Pebblebrook just really impressed with what they've been able to do. Benedictine up 49-7 over South Effingham in a game down on the coast. And Chattooga, 21-13 leaders over Dade County. And that may not seem like much, but Dade County been pretty good in that region. That's 7AA. Both those teams have been pretty good. So that game will decide a lot in that region.
All right. We've got Mill Creek rolling right along. They're at 6-0. They're up 28-0 on Mountain View. So we're watching for that one. Allatoona is up on Sprayberry, 28-0. The score in that game. Alcovy is a 26-0 lead over Grovetown in their game. And we got Harrison up 17-14 over North Paul. And that's the third quarter score from that contest.
Yeah, I mentioned Fire Branch and Cedar Shoals earlier, and it was 17-7. They played about 3 minutes in the second half, and both teams scored. So now it's 24-14. Fire Branch still on top early in the third quarter.
No kidding. I got an update on that Allatoona game, too. That's now 44-0 Allatoona over Sprayberry. That's a third quarter score. Yeah, they're rolling some things up in that particular game. Lowndes is up 19-7 third quarter over Tift County, and that's all the way down in South Georgia.
Big region game.
Big-time region game there. We had the Forsyth Central and West Forsyth were tied at 7. We got West Forsyth up 14-7 in that one, and that's in the second quarter. Brookwood is up over Noonan 14-0. That is a third-quarter score. Newton.
Yeah, and they've Newton's been really good this year. That's Brookwood's been good too. Not really surprised by that score, but if that holds, that would be a big win for either team.
Yep. Meadow Creek, a team that's gone through a coaching change. Mm-hmm. They're up 19-0 over Dunwoody. That's the second quarter score in that one.
I believe if that holds, that would be Coach Banks' first win.
It would Meadow Creek. Would be his first win since he took over there at Meadow Creek.
Looks like Gainesville's up over South Forsyth 3-0 in the third quarter. 3-0, Sam.
3-0 is holding on to that.
I called the offensive plays when I was coaching. I ain't all about them 3-0. We're going to have to put some points
on the board.
Yeah.
Got to have them. 0-3-0. Halftime score, Creekside 20, Banneker nothing. As Creekside's continue to lead there in the great season that they've had so far this year.
Yeah, we talked about them a lot early because their non-region schedule was so tough. And they got into the region schedule kind of cruising on some of these teams. But their name's going to start picking back up as we get into the playoffs. So yeah, they're going to be a tough out for somebody.
We'll be. We got a halftime score. We have another update. The halftime score I have is Cedar Grove and Salem is 49-0.
Mm-hmm.
Cedar Grove up in that one. We'll see if we can get a final coming up in that one sometime soon.
Yeah, Cedar Grove's really good. I mean, they've lost 2 games to big 7A South Georgia teams. They lost to Colquitt and to Lowndes, but don't let that record fool you.
No.
They're good.
No, they're good, and they've really done some things to really test themselves. And whoever gets them in the postseason is going to be in for a time because they played some games in the regular season that really got that team tested.
No, that's exactly right. We talked about Ware County beating Coffey last week so big and really in a shocking game by the score. Coffey is, kind of avenging that loss by beating Wayne County tonight, 36-0 in the second quarter.
Yeah, they're bouncing back.
Wayne County drew the short straw of having to get them after that one.
You talked about Brunswick. They are 7-0. Mm-hmm. They're up 28-0 over Richmond Hill. That's the third quarter score.
Yeah, they're having a great season. Brunswick's having a great season. Looking forward to seeing what they can do moving forward. But, yeah, they're doing a great job.
Doing a great job. Billerica is up 18-13. That's the third quarter score over Lithia Springs. Hiram is playing Cass. Cass is up 28-24, second quarter score in that game.
Yeah, that'll be one to keep up with. McDonough's up 20-10 over Hampton. And Luella up 28-0 over North Clayton. Those are the Henry County.
The scores. Henry County. Got some Henry County updates.
Got some Henry County updates.
Oh, we always like to get those Henry County updates. Thanks so much for sending those. We keep up with things that are happening. Got a third quarter score in DeKalb County, Southwest DeKalb, 21, Stone Mountain, nothing. Remember, Stone Mountain got off to the great start to this season. Southwest DeKalb is up 21-0 on them in the third.
You know, when we talked to IJ earlier, he mentioned this North Cobb and Walton game, that the winner of this game was likely win the region championship. I'd say that Marietta and, you know, some of these other teams will have a little something to say about that. I didn't want to correct IJ on there and all, but
yeah.
Marietta's up 41-0 in the second quarter to Hillgrove.
The Hillgrove.
So I'd say even though Marietta has lost a game or two, I wouldn't count them out.
They're out there waiting. They're out there waiting. They're out there waiting for you. You know, they're a tough team, and we know what they're capable of doing, and they've done it on different nights. You know, had some disappointing setbacks this year.
Yeah.
But we also know what that team is capable of doing. Ask the folks down in Camden County when they came up here and they got the big win over.
Mm-hmm.
So they've done that.
Yeah, absolutely. Winder Bear up 28-7 over Central Gwinnett. You know, that's a game of two good programs, two proud programs. Coach Ed Dudley's team at Winder Bear up 28-7 in the third quarter on that one.
That is great to see. North Oconee 42, East Hall nothing. That's a third quarter score in that one. Daugherty looks like they're bouncing back. They're up 32-0, second quarter on Randolph Clay. Of course, Daugherty got their first setback, first loss last week.
Well, here's another game that might get the buzzer.
Uh-oh. You got one?
Houston County 9, Lee County 7 in the third quarter.
Whoa.
Lee County, another one of those teams that rarely loses, down 9-7 late in the third quarter.
Okay, we'll have to watch and see with that one. Let's see. We got Chapel Hill 13, Maynard Jackson 8. And you got an updated score on that one. That's the last score I have on that particular game.
13-8.
You know,
how about that?
They're hanging.
Yeah. In a game, our buddy Chris is calling. Northwest Whitfield beating Heritage 14-9 in the third quarter. So we'll probably get an update on that one when it's over.
Yeah.
A game that's near and dear to me, Pickens winning 10-7 over Central Carrollton.
Over Central Carrollton. We got a shout out to our colleague Randy McMichaels up there watching the game. His son's playing for Central Carrollton.
Is he really?
So he's up. He is in Pickens County tonight. Well, Randy Mack is in Pickens County tonight.
I hate to have to pull against Randy, but tonight I'm going to have to.
Yeah. that's where he is. He's up there. Checking him out. Cherokee Bluff. This team continues to be amazing.
Yeah,
over Lumpkin
good.
County, 48-8 right now. It's a third quarter score.
They just scored to make it 55-8.
55-8.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a strong. And Sandy Creek, a halftime score at GAC, Greater Atlanta Christian, 17-0. Sandy Creek is leading in that game. Rockmart up 48-0. That's the second quarter score over Murray County tonight. So that's some games, other games that we're
I know anybody who's been following the show would know, you know, the Sandy Creek references have gone way down since Dylan's been out in the field, you know, and Garrett's here. But, you know, just in case Dylan needed to hear it, Sandy Creek's winning tonight 17-3 over GAC. Good game. I mean, that's a good win for them. Sandy Creek 6-0, trying to get to 7-0. Congratulations to Dylan. I know he's out there worried about us referencing Sandy Creek.
Yeah, we're doing it since he's not here behind the glass. We still mentioned
that's right.
His
so
boys.
Lovett. Lovett's coming up more now.
How about that? Yeah. Lovett had a big win tonight. And the weird. Look at all those things happening tonight. All right, folks, stay tuned. More updates, more scores as games going to the second half. We'll keep up with them and more updates from our reporters who are live in the field at the games tonight. Right now, you're hearing the music from the Norcross High School Marching Band. You're listening to the High School Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 and 99thegame.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back inside our studios here in Midtown Atlanta on this Friday night, Sam Crenshaw and Chris Parker with you, the High School Scoreboard Show. And if you haven't just joining us, where have you been?
What's your problem?
Where have you been? You know, we've had a lot going on here tonight. We've heard from the head coach of the number one team in the state, Class 7A, Coach Lenny Gregory, joined us at the 8 o'clock hour. Great to spend some time talking with him because team, of course, played last night and won in a game that was nationally televised over North Gwinnett. They continue to just roll. So very impressive. And then we had a chance to spend our school days guest, George Lombard. Of course, you may be familiar with this guy. He was a baseball player. He played with the Braves and played with Detroit and a number of other teams in his league. And then now he's a bench coach for the Detroit Tigers. But he was a simply amazing high school football player at the Lovett School.
Yeah, and lit up talking about his high school days. That's what I like.
Yeah, he talked about that, and the memories came flooding back. But you know what? I talked with him by phone a little bit, and like, nobody asked him. Nobody asked him about his football.
They light up talking about those rivals, don't they?
Yeah.
All these games.
Yeah, yeah.
He liked that Westminster question.
Yeah.
You know, when we talk to the other guys, they talk about their rivals.
They're right.
They remember it just like that. They can tell you everybody they played with.
Right.
You know, it's neat because you don't hear them from that perspective when they made it to the major leagues or to the NFL or wherever it is.
Yeah. Now, he had a teammate he mentioned, Adam Nelson, who's on his team, who threw shot put. And now Adam Nelson is the athletic director at Lovett School. But interesting story about Adam. He was in the Olympics in 04 in Athens, Greece, got silver medal. I think it was a Russian shot put who got the gold. Several years after that, the folks come back and said this guy flunks the blood test, and they took the gold medal away from the guy. And they called Adam and said, you know, you're now the gold medal winner. You got that silver medal. Well, can you meet us? And I think they met like at Starbucks at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. They said, you Adam Nelson? You bring it with you? And he gave it.
And you swapped him out.
Congratulations. And I'm like, can he do something better than that? That's a gold medal, man. To me, I mean, look, let's set up a little private party with me and my family.
Yeah, and do it there.
And you, Adam Nelson, did you bring it? As George Lombard's teammate, Adam, and now he is the athletic director at Lovett. So I'm sure you're glad
They've had some good players at Lovett.
They have.
And Garrett.
And
You're not wrong. Special teams All-American right here, right? Third string running back. Hey,
hey man, you guys won state championship.
That's right. Was Garrett's comeback? Won the state championship. Garrett, guys did.
Won the state championship.
Hey, if Coach Muschamp's listening, hey, go Lions.
Yeah. Coach Muschamp wants to know why George's 14-year-old can't come to Lovett. That's what George.
Yeah, that is what he's worried about. I guarantee you that's what
Coach Muschamp wants to do. Like, we get this kid up here to go to Lovett. Folks, you're listening to the High School Scoreboard Show. Thanks for our sponsors. It is brought to you each week by QC Kinetics Non-Surgical Regeneration and by Farm Bureau Insurance and by Hoots Wings, your place for game day wings. These are your sponsors for the High School School Board Show, and we thank them for supporting high school football and high school athletics here in the area and being sponsors on our show. Let's run down some more scores, some games I'm seeing here we had mentioned before. South Gwinnett. Coach Brian Lamar got the team rolling at the Comets are up 32-0 on Peachtree Ridge. That game is in the fourth quarter, and we'll keep an update on that one as well. Lambert has gone to the fourth quarter now.
Yeah, 20-6, like Lambert over Northside. That's a game we're covering. Eric's at it. I'm sure he'll give us an update soon. But it's an impressive performance so far by Lambert. I'm impressed by that.
Man, as a matter of fact, we got Eric Slaughter with an update from that game right now. Let's check in with Eric.
This is a live sideline report.
Sam and Chris, this is Eric Slaughter live at Lambert High School. Late in the fourth quarter, the Lambert Longhorns have taken over this game on the defensive side of the ball, and they now lead by the score of 20-7, and they are currently driving as I'm talking to you guys now. They have forced a turnover in the fourth quarter, and in the third quarter, the biggest play of the game may have been a fourth down stop on a fourth and two when it looked like the North Forsyth Raiders would get back into this game and get into the end zone. I'll check in with you later when we get to the end of the game, but right now it's 4:38 remaining in the fourth, and it's all Longhorns in the second half. This is Eric Slaughter checking in for the Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show on 92.9 The Game.
Thank you, Eric.
They got some Beastie Boys playing in the background there.
Who's the DJ out there, man?
Eric had it going over there, man.
Somebody's got the ones and twos working.
Lambert's feeling it tonight.
Out of Lambert tonight, right?
Yeah, how about that?
20-7 to score there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's an impressive game so far for Lambert. I mean, I know it's not over until it's over, but that's a swing game for them. They were going to be 1-3 in the region, and Northside's going to be 3-1 with the tiebreaker. If Lambert wins, now both 2-2, and Lambert's got that tiebreaker. It totally changes that region's dynamics, and that's going to be a good win for them if they can finish it off.
Yeah, we keep an eye on that. Also, South Forsyth is up 7-3 over Gainesville. That's a third quarter score in that game. Also, a part of that region, so we keep an eye on that one as well for you tonight.
Yeah, North Cobb's gone up 23-14 over Walton on the Peachtree TV game. I mean, North Cobb is really good. Walton's really good too. But North Cobb, he lost the first game to Buford.
Right.
And they were up that entire game. Buford came back in the second half, took the lead on them. And they haven't really played a close game yet. This is a close game they played. They're the team, because they lost that opener.
Right.
It's Mill Creek, Collins Hill, Mill Creek, Collins Hill. And they've got that one loss, them and Milton both.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, Milton and North Cobb are in that class with Mill Creek and Collins Hill. All four of them really good.
All right. Let's check in again down at at Fayette County. They're taking on Riverdale, and Day-Day Lewis is down there. Day-Day, what do you have?
This is a live sideline report.
Sam and Chris, Day-Day Lewis for Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show here at Fayette County High School with your update, and it's Riverdale up now 18-7 with about 37 seconds to go here in the third quarter. A Marcus Polite rushing touchdown for the Raiders gave them that lead. They'd miss on the extra point, but again, they're on top 18-7 with a little momentum behind them in this key region matchup as they face the Fayette County Tigers. For the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris, I'm Day-Day Lewis with Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, thanks a lot, Day-Day, for the update there in that game down in Fayette County. How that was moving along.
18-7, Riverdale winning. That's, Riverdale's got a very good team. We talked about how they tied Pebblebrook, who we know now is really good. And, in these games, sometimes it's early season games, Sam, you win or you lose, and you don't know if that was a good win or not until later in the year when you see how good that other team was. And that's kind of what we saw with that Pebblebrook tie. It looks like South Forsyth now field goal. They're up 10-3 over Gainesville, and that's at the end of the third quarter. So to start in the fourth quarter, South Forsyth 10, Gainesville 3. Also, Randy McMichael's going to be happy. Central took the lead over Pickens 13-10. to end the third quarter. So right now it's Randy ahead of me.
Because we see how that game turns out as they go down, as they continue to play that one. Marist is up over Arabia Mountain. They got a 38-0 score in the third quarter. We'll keep an eye and see when we get a final on that particular one.
Here's one looking out for Camden County up 21-14 over Colquitt County. You know, two really good teams, but Camden just took the lead 21-14 over Colquitt.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on that one. We got some scores from the south side of town. Here we got Jonesboro up 7-0 on Tri-Cities. That's a third quarter score. Got Lithonia over Northview 18-7. Lithonia looking for their first win in that game. That game's going to halftime. Hapeville Charter is up 45-0 over Westover. And they end up with a game with Westover this end of the season. This goes from all the way down in Albany. But that's
sometimes they're making a non-region schedule. They might just have to fit in where their region bye week was. So this might be their bye week for their region, and it's just a game they could fit in. Looks like on a fake punt, 45-yard fake punt, McIntosh closes the gap on Harris County. McIntosh trailing Harris County 20-17, but a 45-yard fake punt for a touchdown just now by McIntosh.
Man.
That had to have been a good one.
Yeah, that had to have been real good. That had to have been real good to watch and see that what happened. Pace Academy in the third quarter, up 41-0 on Therrell. You can see we maybe have an update on that particular game, too. Harrelson County, they're having a great season. 35-7 on Temple. That's a third quarter score.
Yeah, I'm checking out these scores in South Georgia. Lee County's now taking the lead 15-9 over Houston County. That's one to keep an eye on. And it looks like Cedar Grove's up 56-0 in the game Salem.
Keeps rolling.
One you followed. Yep. Lassiter's up 13-3 over Osborne in the third quarter. Osborne is getting better.
Yes.
You know, they're playing some good football from where they were. And, you know, in a game of two big-time traditional powers below us in the state, Northside and Valdosta, both tied at 10. Going to the fourth. How about that? You think that's a good one?
That's a good ball game. That's a great ball game down that part of the state. We got some third quarter scores here. Wesleyan 13, Hebron 0. Also in the third, North Cobb Christian 35, Walker 0. That game. Go ahead.
In a game that's near and dear to me because I keep bringing them up all the time, Ware County's now up 29-7 over Warner Robins.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable how that was going.
It just tells you how good football teams are. I mean, Warner Robins is really good. Doesn't change that. But Ware County is really good, too. And we just get reminded every week there's some other really good teams.
Okay. All right. Let's see. We got one. We got Dylan Matthews. Got one from him. Let's check in and see what Dylan has for us now.
This is a live sideline report.
Sam and Chris, Dylan Matthews here for Sports Radio 92.9 The Game High School Scoreboard Show. And we got a good one on our hands. Things just got really interesting. Third quarter here, Kennesaw Mountain has answered. And, guys, check this out. Kennesaw Mountain, the Mustangs, are about to punt. They punt the ball, and it hits a Pope player. Kennesaw Mountain recovers it. A few plays later, the Mustangs come down and score off of a Cayman Prangley running touchdown. And now the Mustangs are within three. As it is 14-17 here, the Pope Greyhounds still lead it, but the Mustangs are trying to come back. They have a little life now, 4:08 left to go in the third. I'll be back with more updates. It is Dylan Matthews on the High School Scoreboard Show for Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Chris, back to you.
All right, thanks a lot, Dylan, for the update on that game. He's keeping an eye on things in that one.
Yeah, like what we expected. We said we expect Kennesaw Mountain to come out ready to go. You know, they're competing, and they lost last week. They lost the first half. They come out and compete. Be interesting to see how that last quarter goes. Should be a good one.
Should be a good quarter for that one. We're watching Lambert and see how things roll with that one. And we've been getting updates. We'll see what happens as they do have the lead now in the fourth quarter in that game. We got Clinch 14 and Atkinson 0. That's an early score in that one. That game has to be further along than that, so we keep up with that one. We got Fellowship Christian, and they are playing Kings Ridge. I had a score for that one as well, too. And they were up in that one. Last one, I got for Fellowship Christian, 31-7. Mm-hmm. That is a third quarter score. That's homecoming for the Paladins.
You know, we mentioned River Ridge being down to Centennial earlier. River Ridge bounced back. They're up 28-14 over Centennial. That game's in the fourth quarter.
Man, that's what one. Little update from the Lions and Tiff game down in South Georgia. 19-7, lines up. That's the end of the third quarter, headed for the fourth quarter in that game.
Got a final from Cobb County, Allatoona 43, Sprayberry 7. That's a final.
The final score in that one, Allatoona bouncing back strong in that particular game.
You know, I use your line from last week, but I use a different team. Would a real North Paulding please stand up? Didn't you say it about South Paulding, too?
Must South be the Paulding yeah, school. Yeah.
North Paulding, who's had a huge win last week, down 21-31 to Harrison tonight. Harrison's very good. Wrong with that. But, you know, same kind of deal where they're really playing well, and then they struggle a little bit, and they're really playing well. Must be a Paulding thing, because South Paulding and North Paulding both living with that identity crisis.
Well, we'll see what happens with them and how those games finish up. We got Pace 55-0 over there with 3 minutes left to go. They're playing on a running clock. We come back with more. We got more scores for you, more updates from games as well. You stay with us and going to the break. Hey, how about sounds? The Drumline, Southwest DeKalb High School, SWD. Yep. You're listening to the High School Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and available everywhere on Odyssey.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Got some games that are turning final now, so we welcome you back inside our Midtown studios. Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker. We got Garrett Chapman working on the other side of the glass for us tonight, and you're enjoying the High School Scoreboard Show, your High School Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and available everywhere on Odyssey. Coach, we got some finals, one or two, I think.
Yeah, it looks like Lambert's going to get the win. We get Eric on here, or get Coach on there. Lambert's going to get the win 26-7 over Northside. That's a big win for Lambert. Congratulations to them. Late in the third, McEachern, in a game that gotten out of hand, McEachern's up 41-14 over Noonan.
And that was, you know, that was a
close game.
That was a close game
felt
for a
like
long
a minute
time.
Ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that game got out of hand a little bit, but McEachern, who's had an up and down season, really controlling that big region game with Noonan.
That's big. That is big. That could be potentially big for them as far as the region goes there. As you're watching Marietta, they're having a good game tonight. We're also watching Pebble Brook. They seem to be holding things in line after getting that big win last week over East Coweta as they've been leading Campbell throughout the game tonight. So those games that we've been keeping an eye on throughout the evening.
Yeah, Johns Creek has just taken a bigger lead. They were up 20-17. Johns Creek scores a touchdown to go 26-17 over Cambridge.
Okay, well, one game that just went final was Lambert. Lambert's a winner over North Forsyth tonight, 27. The final score, 20, Lambert getting a big win, a big region win. Coach, you talked about how big this one was. And joining us now on the hotline is Coach
Tommy Watson.
Coach Tommy Watson. Coach Watson, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Hey, congratulations on the win tonight, Coach.
Hey, thank you very much, man. I appreciate you guys covering us.
Yeah, man, what a great win. Coach, is this the best win you've had at Lambert? It's your second year you're building. Is this the best win you've had?
Hands down, no doubt it is. You know, it's been a struggle and a battle each and every day since we've been here, man. We've got a great admin, a great principal, great AD, and the kids are unbelievable. They're resilient, great group of guys. But hands down, best win we've had under my tenure.
Well, congratulations. Tell us a little bit about the game. How'd it go?
You know, it was kind of back and forth the first half. You know, the first quarter, I think each team got about one possession, and we went and scored on the opening possession, and knocked them out. You know, they didn't score on theirs, and they hit us early in the second quarter, I believe, with a screen out there. We didn't fit it quite right, and after the first half, man, we went in and made some adjustments on both sides of the ball. And I'll tell you what, defensively, that's as good as we played all year. We played really good defense in the first half of the games, but we come out in the second half and kind of not played as well. But the kids, man, again, it's a great job by the kids, great job by the coaches for sure.
Talk about the importance of getting this win, because you got a tough region. And get some guys in there who'll be there, and it's going to be tough. A win like this one tonight goes a long way. You still got two more regular season games to go, but the win like this one tonight really helps solidify your spot in the region.
It does. You know, we was really bummed on, you know, last weekend and early in the week, because we felt like we let one get away against a team that, you know, another good team in our region, Denmark. But, you know, the kids bounced back, man. Again, I can't say enough good things about the mentality that this football team has took on. You know, I'm a hard-nosed South Georgia-type guy, and our football team has embraced that and they're taking on that role. And so it puts us one step closer to our goal, which is to make the playoffs. But, you know, we'll enjoy it tonight, enjoy it tomorrow, and then Sunday we'll go back to work on next week's opponent for sure.
I hear you, Coach. Coach, you moved to 6-2 on the year. That's the best, most wins Lambert's had in 6 years.
Wow.
Already.
Okay.
With two to play. So, you've done a great job there, Coach, turning that around. And I know how important those inter-county games are. So, getting a big win over Northside. Coach Kraft and those guys, well coached, they do a good job. But you guys got them tonight, man. You must play great on defense to hold them to that.
Yeah, we did. You know, there ain't no doubt our front three. I challenged them all week. You know, our secondary played well. Didn't let nobody get behind them. Kept everything in front and tapping. Got them on the ground. It's been a journey, man. We're nowhere near done with what we're set out to do. You know, this is kind of I ain't got a whole lot of years left in me. And you know, Coach Herrera, my AD, and Dr. Davis, and our principal, they, you know, when I interviewed for the job, they believed in me, man. They support me. But it ain't just me. It's just a vision I had. And I was fortunate to get to hire some good coaches and have some good players. And, you know, we worked the mess out of them, man. But they know at the end of the day that I love them just like I love my own children.
Yeah. Folks are spending some time with Coach Tommy Watson from up at Lambert High School. They just got a big win tonight over North Forsyth to improve the record to 6-2. Coach, a lot of coaches I've talked to this year said it really made a difference to have the usual spring, to be able to practice the way you normally do, to have your spring drills and your spring scrimmage and your usual summertime works. Compared to last year, was that a big difference for you and your team?
Absolutely, Coach. You know, I accepted this job on MLK Day in 2020, and I was set to start work at Lambert in March. The 16th of that year.
The first day we didn't have school.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first day the country got shut down, I was the first day on the job. And it was, I mean, last year we were very, very fortunate to be able to win five games, man. It was, I mean, honestly, it was miserable. But again, the leadership of the coaches and the admin, man, the kids are all in, man. But this year was so much different, man. I was very fortunate to bring my strength coach with me from the Lounge. He was with me when I was at Lounge. You know, me and him and Coach Meach run the weight room, and they do a phenomenal job. So we do not look physically like we did when I met these kids the very first time. And it's just the beginning, because, you know, this football, where I come from, is kind of like a religion, if you will. You know, it's important. And the people at Lambert have bought into that, the community, the school. And so, man, I couldn't be more blessed to be here, and I'm just thankful for the opportunity in this program.
But go celebrate with your team, Coach, man. You should be proud of yourself. Be proud of your team. Says a lot about you to get them ready, coming off a loss, and go play a good team like North Forsyth that really took it to them tonight. So, congratulations, my man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Y'all do an awesome job for high school football. You guys let us know if Lambert can ever help you.
All right, we appreciate that, Coach. You enjoy that win tonight. That is Coach Tommy Watson at Lambert getting the win tonight over North Forsyth. And he mentioned a number of things there, Chris. He mentioned coming from a place in South Georgia and bringing a different type of mentality, you know, to this part, to the metro Atlanta area and to Forsyth County. And he mentioned the weight room.
Mm-hmm.
And the importance of that and being able to implement that this year.
Yeah, both those things are true. I mean, the reality is football – is different and treated differently in different parts of the state. But I would quantify that with volleyball is treated different in different parts of the state and cross country and tennis. And, you know, so that's not necessarily something we have to shy away from saying. But in, yes, where Coach was defense coordinator at Lowndes before he came to Lambert, yes, Lowndes County cares about football, for people listening to this that that don't know their Georgia geography. Lowndes cares about football. So bringing that mentality and trying to get your administration to buy into that is sometimes the difference in being successful when you go into a different place. You know, I coached at Sequoia High School, where for Cherokee County, they really cared about football. Went to be the head coach at Chapel Hill High School, where they had not been winning. And it was a very similar situation. We had to sell them on, well, you know, this is how we really do things if you want to win. And I think anytime you go to a new place, you're selling your old place to them sometimes. Mm-hmm. And how that goes has a lot to do with how successful you are. And one of the big things of that is always in the weight room. I mean, you know, if I was taking a job, I mean, you talk about coaches' checklist, I'm only talking about a couple of things, but the main one, you know, because you have an interview, you answer their questions, and the last question is, what questions you got for us?
Right.
Well, I was going to ask about the weight room. You know, tell me about how we get these kids in the weight room and how they're – so, yeah, I mean, you're not turning any programs around anymore without being sound and being stronger and faster, as strong and fast as you can be.
Mm-hmm.
And sound like coach got a hold on that. And, you know, it just – it's exciting for me. This is a fun job for me because I get to hear these guys getting these wins, and I know how important it is. I know how hard they work. I know how hard the teams that lost tonight worked.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, we just talked to the guys that win, and that's great. But I just know how exciting it is when you did put in all that work and you win. Because Coach last week, we would have interviewed him last week if he'd have beat Denmark. We were ready.
Absolutely.
And they lost 17-14,
yeah,
you know.
They lost a tough
heartbreaker.
But he really got those guys to go back to work this week, put it behind them.
Yeah.
And come out and get a big win.
Says a lot about them. Says a lot about their team, the character of the team. And now they've got to do it next week. And handling success. You know, they handled adversity. Now we got to handle a little success. Can we win out and get a higher seed in the playoffs? Can we guarantee ourselves a playoff spot? You know, that's what he's battling with now. So he doesn't get a steak dinner either.
He doesn't get a steak dinner.
He's already having to worry about what we're going to do next week.
Oh, gosh, no. Oh, my goodness. They call out for some wings, and they start breaking down the film.
Hooch wings, that's maybe. It. Maybe they get some Hooch wings.
Maybe get some Hooch wings, because we're not getting any.
Yeah, I mean, you know, somebody needs to get some. I know they're good.
For Site Central, it's coming up next. Them. I think Dylan Matthews has another update for us. Let's check in with Dylan.
This is a live sideline report.
Sam and Chris, Dylan Matthews here for the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And fellas, the Kennesaw Mountain Mustangs offense is alive and well. They have taken their first lead since their opening drive. They now lead it 21-17 as the third quarter comes to an end, thanks to a nice touchdown pass from Kamen Prangley to one of his other favorite targets, Jalen Taylor. It was a nice grab from Jalen as he skied up, made the catch, made a couple of men miss, and then made a house call and gave the Mustangs the lead again. So as we move into the fourth quarter, the Mustangs lead it 21-17. We'll see how the Pope Greyhounds respond, but all the momentum is with the Mustangs heading into the final frame. I'll have more updates as it looks like we're going to have an exciting finish. It is Dylan Matthews for the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Chris, back to you.
All right, thanks a lot, Dylan. Does seem like that was building an exciting finish. You mentioned Kennesaw Mountain in the second half.
Yeah, we just talked about Coach Watson at Lambert and his team overcoming and getting ready for the next week, and that's what it's all about. You know, Coach Carmine had an even tougher job, I think, because his team lost a game they desperately assumed they were going to win. And that's even tougher sometimes to come back from. And they struggled in the first half, maybe still a little bit of a hangover from that. And now they come out and score 2 second-half touchdowns. They're holding Pope in check, so the score goes from 17-7 to now 21-17 in their favor. So now they got to hold on, as we saw in the Alabama game last week, for example. Sometimes you fight back and get ahead,
right,
and then you give it right back because you spend so much energy coming back. So now they'll have to finish the game defensively. But, you know, so far really impressed with both those teams, Sam. I'm impressed with Pope that they're showing that they are a contender in that region.
Yep,
they are. Nobody's doubting that now. And so the last few minutes of that game is going to be interesting. We'll have a lot to do with how the season turns out in that region.
We'll be keeping an eye on that one and get more updates on from that game as well as some other games around the that part of the metro area. We got North Cobb up now 37-14 on Walton. We keep an eye on that game because that was an 8 o'clock starter. Got that one. I'm looking up at the screen and Johns Creek just scored another touchdown. And we talked about how Cambridge's defense has been so stingy this year. And there's another touchdown by Johns Creek.
Yeah, I may need to make a personal apology to them because I bragged on them and jinxed them probably. I'm sure it's, I take the blame for that.
You don't think so.
But Johns Creek's got a good football team, you know, and they're taking control of that region.
They're doing. They're what they're doing.
They beat Riverwood, you know, early in the region schedule. And so, you know, it's just some good football out there tonight, Sam.
There's some good football and some games that are coming down to some dramatic finishes. We will keep an eye on them for you as and we go into the next hour. If you missed our school days guest, George Lombard, a legend out of Lovett School, we're going to let you get another chance to hear that in the coming up in the next hour. And also final scores, final reports from our reporters who are outside and from some of the winning coaches. You're at the right place, folks. If you're on your way home for the game, you're tuned in to the High School Scoreboard Show. Your High School Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.